This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
And we are here to delight you with wonderful stories of things going on in the world.
Isn't that delightful?
I feel like it's a delightful day. And we're going to talk about delightful ways that your government is violating your rights and the rights of people around the world. But hopefully we'll have some good stories to tell, too. Some more delightful stories than this first one, which involves a small island in Canada. Isn't this how all our stories start, with a small island in Canada? No, they don't.
But statistically, I actually think that's pretty rare.
I think so, too. I was being facetious. That would be another word I like today. Because I will
wonderful
be
word.
Wonderful word, delightful. But in this case, there is a small island called Carpabello Island, which is in the Bay of Fundy, which sounds like fun.
Not the Portobello Island in the Sea of Fungi.
Nice. But it is a tiny Canadian island. There are only about 800 people that live there. And because of it's so close to Maine, and because of how mail gets delivered, the mail has to actually come through the United States.
The Canadian mail?
The Canadian mail to these Canadian citizens has to pass first through the United States.
It's close
as postal sorting.
That's got to slow things down
facility.
A bit.
Well, they say it's pretty quick, but these 800 people are just really tired of every single piece of mail being opened before they get it.
They're opening it.
Well, yes.
Isn't that kind of illegal?
Well,
not if it's crossing borders.
And if it's
really?
The government, what does it matter? I mean, stupid laws like you can't interfere with the mail, you can't read mail, you can't commit mail fraud, you can't open mail, you can't even mess with somebody's mailbox is a federal offense, but hey, if it's the government, it's okay. So, yeah, that's the long and the short of it. The population.
Yeah,
tiny...
I actually know a kid who got, he was investigated and I think arrested by the FBI because he got drunk one night and he was out knocking people's mailboxes off their posts with a baseball bat hanging out the window of a car, which is a stupid thing to do.
It is.
And if you have this problem, you can solve it by just putting some bricks in your mailbox, which will give the guy who's doing it a nice broken arm.
Right.
But it seems a little petty to be a federal crime.
The population of a tiny Canadian island off the coast of Maine is demanding their government start a year-round ferry service or build a new bridge to the mainland to keep American customs officials from opening what they say is nearly every piece of mail they've been sent for over a year. Campobello Island sits on the Bay of Fundy off the coast of the province of New Brunswick, but the only way to easily access the island outside of summer months is via Maine. This means mail headed to the island for residents from other parts of Canada must leave the country and drive for nearly an hour in a sealed truck through the state before it returns to its final destination in Canada. So you mail something in Canada, it gets to close to this island, they shoot it over to the United States where it's sorted, and then it's sent through in a sealed truck before it returns to its final destination. Mm-hmm. This was rarely too much of an issue for the island's nearly 800 residents, many of which cross the border each day and every day go to work in mainland New Brunswick or even in Maine itself. Former U.S. President FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, even used to vacation on the island.
Well, it used to be pretty easy to cross between Canada and and the United States.
Right.
In fact, I've been to the town on Derby Line, Vermont, which is literally, you know, crossed through by the border. And it was kind of an interesting experience. I made a short documentary about it when a group of activists from New Hampshire went up there to kind of check that out and cross the border and, you know, see what it was like these days. And basically the border crackdown has really strangled the life out of that little town. And so it sounds like the crackdown has come to Campobello Island as well.
So any guesses is, what happened?
What security interests could the United States possibly have? I'm assuming it would have to be a security interest in opening mail that originates in Canada and ends up in Canada.
But is it? Is it a security issue? That was, when I started reading this, that was the first thing I thought, too. War on terror. I mean, my God, turns out it's a different war.
Okay.
The drug war?
It's the war on drugs. See, what did Canada recently do?
Legalize cannabis.
Legalize cannabis.
That's why it's only been for the last year.
Exactly. But still, we've got to open up every piece of mail and make sure there's no reefer passing through America.
Maine also legalized it.
It doesn't matter.
Again, the idea that mail containing vapes, for example, is sure to be passing through Massachusetts from time to time.
Sure.
Where vapes are more or less, for the time being, illegal.
I don't have the story, but it has been proposed, I think, in Congress and possibly in, it is a U.S. bill that's being proposed that will forbid the U.S. Postal Service for delivering vaping products.
Oh, wow. I'll bet the biggest lobbyists behind that work for FedEx and UPS.
Very likely. Everything changed, though, once Canada's government legalized recreational cannabis just over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, CBP officers, have stopped nearly every truck carrying mail bound for Campobello Island as it crosses the border into Maine and opens most packages and letters headed for the island's residents. The officials are searching for marijuana ordered from the province's government-run online store since the product is illegal in Maine.
No, it's not. And that's not why they're doing it. They're doing it because it's illegal federally.
Yeah, it's not illegal in Maine, but it is illegal under federal
law.
Which applies in Maine, technically.
This is true. CBP officers is a quote. CBP officers possess broad search authority to ensure the safety and admissibility of all goods entering the United States.
This and immediately leaving.
Right. This includes the ability to inspect and search all persons, baggage, and merchandise arriving in or transiting through the United States, unquote, said spokesperson Michael McCarthy, no relation to Joe McCarthy. This is just, this stuff must be on U.S. soil, conceivably, and we're talking about mail. We're talking about something somebody ordered from Amazon.
Yeah.
Right?
Or even something that they ordered from the cannabis dispensary. Who cares?
Exactly.
Not to mention that since it's a government cannabis dispensary, one would think they would simply be able to say, hey, government cannabis dispensary, how do you mark the outside of your packages so we can open them without bothering other people who have nothing to do with you?
It's an amazing idea that the U.S. has mail. They know when they see stuff. They got to know what Campobello Island is. This is going to a sorting facility, I assume, in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
This can't be a big mystery to them. Why can't you just say, oh, this truck is a sealed mail delivery truck headed for Campobello. We're going to leave it alone.
The other question is all the mail leaving Colorado and California now searched because headed for other states?
No, because CPB doesn't have jurisdiction to do that.
Oh, oh, you're right. It's the Border Patrol,
right.
Of course.
Possibly Washington State, though, because it is within the 100-mile no constitution zone of our borders.
Yeah,
possible, maybe.
I don't think so.
I think it would be hard.
855 450 free. What do you think? Should the United States be worried about mail sent to an island of 800 Canadians? It doesn't sound like a big threat to me. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450 free. That's 855-450 free.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450 free. That is our toll free number. That's 855-450-3733. You can also hit us up on Discord. Just load the Discord app on your phone, on your PC. and use your quality microphone and your high-speed internet connection, and you can sound like you are right here in the studio with us. And the idea is you contact us. We're going to bring up stuff if nobody's on the phones. And we are
right
talking.
Here. He's right here.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is confusing. We are talking about Canadians who are tired of getting their mail opened when it barely passes through the United States. Therefore, customs officials must open every piece of mail locked in a sealed truck that is headed for Canada. It's insane. It comes from Canada. It goes to Canada. But they got to open it.
Well, they got their jurisdiction. They can do what they want.
They
respect their authority.
They are. Usually we would have expected
this. They need
this.
Something to do, you know. They want to go through everybody's mail if they can. I mean,
if they could, yeah. And
it's fun to be nosy.
I think I was along with you guys. I mean, I immediately saw this headline, and I just assumed it was some crazy security war on terror type thing, but no, it's all about the war on drugs. They are concerned that Canada has now legalized basically recreational marijuana, and it is sometimes sent through the mail, and God forbid a sealed package passes through a postal sorting facility. It doesn't even do that. It's on a sealed truck that simply passes through the United States for what, maybe a half hour, an hour? But they stop every one of these trucks. They open every piece of mail, every package that goes to 800 Canadians on this island just to make sure of what, I don't know. What's their recourse? What do they do? They confiscate
it? Well, maybe they
it?
Just take it and smoke it.
That could be it.
I mean, I can certainly see a personal motivation for this, although I can't see any, public policy motivation that makes any sense at all.
It is absolutely insane.
If it was uranium, I would understand, because, you know, you don't want that passing through the United States and dangerous containers or something, but, you know, weed isn't going to sneak out of the envelope and go get somebody high.
While it's sitting in the back of a Canada Post truck.
Yeah.
It comes in a truck. They're stopping the truck. They're going and doing their searches. But so many packages containing cannabis products have been seized at the border since legalization that Cannabis NB, the only authorized seller of marijuana in the province, has stopped shipping to the island entirely, and a number of other online retailers have followed suit. But that
See,
hasn't
I've
stopped.
Got the great solution to this. This is a great agorist business if you're on the Canadian side of the business, and agorism is basically making money through honest but illegal business. What you do is get yourself a cabin as close as you can to the island and buy a drone.
Okay.
And just fly your drone from Canada to the island without passing through the United States and deliver people's ganja for them.
Nice. That would be good. But so many packages containing cannabis products have been seized at the border since legalization of cannabis, Cannabis NB. The only authorized seller of marijuana in the province has stopped shipping to the island entirely. But that hasn't stopped CBP.
Which is the Canadian government, which apparently the U.S. government can't trust.
Right. But that hasn't stopped CBP officials from continuing to inspect. This is U.S. Customs and Border Patrol officers from continuing to inspect Campobello Island's mail.
Well, yeah, I mean, why would they stop now?
They've become accustomed to it,
right,
so to speak.
Quote, expectations of privacy from the rest of Canada has just don't exist on Campobello, unquote, local engineer Justin Tinker told the Globe and Mail last month. Residents of the island complained of what they were called and they were what they called an invasive and unnecessary practice that they were never before subject to, certainly not on this scale, and say that increased mail inspections are just the latest salvo in a growing feeling of isolation from the rest of the country. Quote, if I want to buy real food, I have to drive all the way to the superstore in Canada, and that means I have to drive through the states to get there.
What
unquote.
A pain.
Victoria Matthews told the Financial Post newspaper earlier this year. Campobello Island residents say that it's time
but that
for their
hasn't
government.
Changed. I mean, it's been that way. I mean, they have to go through a border checkpoint if they want to go to the grocery store, apparently.
Right. But, of course, it used to be, I'm sure, a painless process to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens if you have a criminal record in Canada and the U.S. doesn't
they
even want to let you in? You're trapped on your island.
Right.
With no groceries.
Well, you can always swim.
Yeah. I got deported from Canada.
Get a dinghy.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was another stupid thing, although this was stupidity on the Canadian. Well, it was tag team stupidity. I stopped at the duty-free store in Detroit on one side of the bridge, and I bought 10 cartons of cigarettes because that was the maximum. And then I drove into Canada to go to the casino. Well, it turns out the maximum they'll let you take into Canada is 2 cartons of cigarettes.
Mm.
So you're supposed to smoke the other 8 in between on the bridge, I guess. But they took my cigarettes, and being who I am, I had to pitch a bitch because, you know, I'm not going to take that lying down. Mm. So they deported me.
Unbelievable. Did they take the cigarettes too?
Yeah.
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 That.
I was like, well, if you're deporting me, why don't I take those cigarettes back to the United States? I said, oh, no, you can't do that. They've been in Canada now, eh?
But I bet are the Canadian officials very polite, or is that just a stereotype?
They're very polite.
I mean, they were polite as you can be when you're jacking somebody's stuff.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. That's rude.
It's just this idea that, oh, that's all right.
They are very polite because when, like I said, we went over and we tried to cross at Derby Line, and most of it we were able to document, but not the part of actually dealing with the Border Patrol.
Sure.
They demanded that we turn the cameras off or else. But they were very polite about that, and then they were also very polite when they held us for 90 minutes in their whatever bunker or whatever, you know, bureaucracy building it was.
Right.
While they did whatever background checks they needed to do on us, mostly me. I was the one that really held everything up because I've got, you know, a couple of misdemeanors on my record, and one of those, at least one of them, was enough for them to deny me entry. But they took their sweet time doing it.
Sure.
But I got to tell you, it was a much more pleasant detention than any detention I've ever had. Like, they were super friendly. The other guys that did get through, I was the only one denied. The rest of them got through, the rest of the group of us. And they wanted to go grab some lunch in Stansted, I think was the name of the town. So the border guards actually made a phone call to the local pizza shop just to make sure they were open because it was a Canadian holiday that day. They were very nice.
855, 453. We'll have more of Ian's detainment Yelp reviews after this. 855, 453. This is Free Talk Live.
And I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top White House officials and Senate Republicans agree that a full trial should be conducted if the House impeaches President Trump. That's according to people familiar with the situation. Two attendees said the White House wants the Senate to hold a trial of some length and not immediately dismiss any articles of impeachment with the GOP's majority. The public impeachment hearings against President Trump did wrap up on Thursday. California Republican Devin Nunes believes
The spectacle with its secret depositions and mid-hearing press conferences is not meant to discover the facts. It was designed to produce a specific storyline to be pushed forward by the Democrats and their supporters in the media.
Congress is now heading home for the Thanksgiving holiday, and the U.S. Air Force is still trying to figure out what caused a deadly training accident in Oklahoma where two airmen were killed Thursday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. In studio with Chris.
Indian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And I wanted to take a moment to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted as they should be. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That is local.bitcoin.com. And we have been discussing, things on the U.S.-Canada border and this island, Campobello Island, which unfortunately they're finding out that they are suffering the effects of living too close to the United States. It's in the Bay of Fundy, which is kind of shared by, I believe, Maine and whatever Canadian province. I'm going to demonstrate my complete ignorance of Canadian geography. But it's close to Maine, and when you send a letter to somebody on Campobello Island from somewhere in Canada, it is going to get close to Campobello, and then it's going to pass into Maine, and then the truck is going to board a ferry that only runs from Campobello Island to Maine, and then the mail will go through. While this truck is waiting for the ferry, U.S. customs officials are detaining it. They are checking it. They are opening packages.
So wait a minute. Where does this ferry come from? Do you have any idea?
As I understand it, the ferry runs between Maine, the state of Maine, mm-hmm. and Campobello Island.
Okay, but it looks like there's a road that goes from Maine to Campobello Island. I'm looking at Google Maps here.
Oh, that's a possibility. Okay, yeah. Then they could be. Then they are detaining, evidently, these mail trucks,
mm-hmm.
I guess, while the mail, Canadian mail, is in the U.S.
Now, can you see how far it is from the island to the mainland of Canada?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to look at here, was to see exactly, you know, what kind of route they have to take, and it appears... I haven't actually done a directions finder yet here, but it looks like St. Stephen, which may be 10 or 15 miles away. So it's a bit of a hike from the next border crossing point over into the mainland of Canada to Campobello Island. So you kind of got to drive through Maine for a little ways, about maybe 10 or 15 miles. I'll check here.
So it's on the south side of the St. Lawrence Seaway?
I don't know what all these bodies of water are called. There is a body of water here called Passamaquoddy Bay, which it's near there, to the southeast of there, if that means anything to anyone. I doubt many of our listeners have ever... I live in the Northeast. I've never even heard of this place before.
Yeah, and what the residents want from their Canadian government, they want them to begin operating a continuous ferry that will go from somewhere in Canada to Campobello Island just so they don't have to go into the United States. And so their mail doesn't have to pass through the United States.
Well, on the one hand, as a solution, that makes perfect sense to me. And that's kind of why I was wondering how far north it was to Canada. The thing that doesn't make sense is, why would the Canadian national government do it when the people who live on the island are perfectly capable, one would think, of raising the money to run that ferry as often as they want it to run?
They wanted to live out there.
So nobody else in Canada has any interest in that.
By the way, my estimate was way off here. I was just eyeballing. It is a 50-mile drive from St. Stephen to Campobello Island, almost all of which is in the United States. So about an hour and 15 minutes from one point to the next.
The story continues. Such a project will be expensive. Estimates have put it in the millions of dollars annually and likely won't get off the ground before the ice on the Bay of Fundy freezes over for the winter ahead. But people living on Campobello Island say the cost would be a small price tag for their privacy. Again, they could do it themselves. Ask government to do it.
Yeah, if you can't afford a ferry, you know, maybe you can do a helicopter, a delivery plane, a manned or unmanned. You know, there's a lot of ways to skin this cat.
Even if it's, you know, once a week or whatever.
Right. And you could argue, I mean, what do you need a whole ferry for? You need a boat, a Canada Post mail delivery boat. It just pulls right up to the dock, and this is only like 6 months out of the year, because the rest of the time, the Canada Post trucks can drive to Campobello Island. We're in an area where waterways freeze, and that's what they say here, before the ice in the Bay of Fundy freezes over for the winter ahead. So
I wonder if they could get themselves a snowmobile. People used to drive cars from Detroit into Canada across the frozen Detroit River to bring alcohol back.
Right.
That's I don't know if that's the route that that Grandpa Kennedy used, but I think for some reason it may have been.
Island resident Dale Calder told CBC News, quote, "It's a feeling of violation, I guess. I'd like to suggest that the residents of other cities in New Brunswick think about the packages that they get in the mail today, and if it has been opened by another country's customs agents to determine whether they're entitled to receive that package," unquote. Both the recent re-elected Liberal federal government and New Brunswick's progressive conservative provincial government have signed a willingness to consider a year-round ferry, but neither has committed to funding it yet. Canada's mail service.
Signaled a willingness, not signed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Canada's mail service, Canada Post, did not respond to Fox News' request for comment on the story, nor did Cannabis NB.
By the way, while the United States federal government, I think you guys covered the story last night, they passed, I think there was a committee at the federal level that,
Committee, I believe.
Yeah, they passed, I guess it was a bill to, initially gave approval to a bill that would remove cannabis from Schedule 1.
Yes. And so if you haven't watched Schoolhouse Rock lately, that it's passed out of committee, which means it has to be voted on by the entire House of Representatives. And if it passes that hurdle, then hopefully there will be a matching bill in the Senate that can then be conferenced.
But
so
I think they were saying
it's got a ways to go.
Yeah, they were saying they didn't expect it to get through the Senate because the Republicans are expected to stand in the way of this for some reason.
Or even come up for a vote. Mitch McConnell may not even allow it to hit the floor of the Senate. It's a shame.
Yeah.
It's got strong bipartisan support in the House of Representatives. I mean, it promises to be a good bill. At least it's,
create a tax, though?
Yeah. 5% tax to...
That's not good, though.
Yeah, I know, of course not. But that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
That's the price we pay for living in this country. 5% at the least on something that people use to put in their own bodies.
Is it a sales tax that they're talking about, a 5% sales tax? And if so, would that be legal in New Hampshire?
It would probably be an excise tax,
or
a luxury tax or something along those lines. Remember that because there was no constitutional authority for the war on drugs, what they did when they started it was they declared a tax on marijuana, made it illegal to have marijuana without the tax stamp, and then refused to sell the tax stamp to anybody at any price.
Right. 855-450-FREE. We're going to talk about this insanity that is Washington. We're going to talk a little bit, I think, about vaping, something that helped me quit smoking after 35 years. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCN CutThroughHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. What are you doing July 4th weekend? If you're in New Hampshire, you should join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campgrounds in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival. That is a big festival here, and this will be following it. ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campgrounds from June 29th until July 5th. What better way to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let us know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. In studio, it's Chris, Ian, and Nobody. We have been talking Canada, and sadly, because some mail passes through the United States briefly, I mean, we're guessing, I mean, maybe for an hour or so it's on U.S. territory. Mm-hmm. That's long enough for custom officials to inspect all the mail inside this truck bound for about 800 people that live on Campobello Island in the Bay of Fundy in Canada. But U.S. now, there might be marijuana in there, so we just can't have that.
They're going to grab as much of that marijuana as they possibly can before it's finally made legal.
Exactly. It's insanity, but also insane is what's been going on around the country and what's going on particularly close to us here in New Hampshire. In the state of Massachusetts, which is the government threatening, well, not threatening, they say promising, but I like your point there. It is, they are promising to threaten people who want to buy something, adults, not even children, Contrary to the news, you can't buy these things, and I'm referring to vaping juices and vaping products and vaping devices. Massachusetts wants to eliminate any chance that any adult could enjoy a flavored nicotine substitute. That's basically what it comes down to.
Well, they got to protect the children. I mean, well, children. Yeah.
And they like cars. They want to jack your car.
They do. Yeah. They're always up to jack anything.
They'll take your boat, they said, too. We did. I think, didn't we cover this story last week? I think it was our show, right? This show?
Not this show. No? But I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah. I thought we were the ones that were covering that last week.
Yeah.
Maybe it was you and I.
Yeah, I was definitely on, and you were maybe on, so it might have been Friday.
Yeah, but it's Massachusetts seizing cars.
Cars, boats, planes, and some say maybe even houses. There's a certain legal term that they use, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but last week we looked at the actual statute or the proposed bill, and I don't remember the term. It didn't have anything to do with, like, vehicle. It had to do with whatever was containing the vape.
Right.
So if the container was your house,
right,
they could take your house. If the container was your vehicle, and they specifically named vehicle, boat, and plane, they didn't name house, but it said included but not limited to when they were defining what this container legal term could mean. So some could interpret that to mean your house. So they'll just take whatever it is that they find the vape products in. If they're not, with a receipt that shows that you purchased the product from a legal vendor in Massachusetts.
Papers, please.
Right.
So.
And that passed the House.
Papers, vapors?
It passed the State House in Massachusetts overwhelmingly. And the news today is that the same bill, or a very similar one, has now passed the Senate in Massachusetts. It now heads to the governor's desk for potential, presumably he's going to sign it. He has not said, according to the AP report on this, whether or not that he will sign it. But remember, this is the same governor who stepped up and, you know, on his own volition a couple months ago when the whole vape news thing was starting to really kind of bubble up.
Right.
He was the one who said, we're going to put a temporary ban in place for 4 months or whatever it is, basically through the end of the year. So, I mean, why wouldn't he sign this?
And the amazing thing about this story is that, you know, months ago, when a few people, you know, something under 20 people died as a result of some kind of vaping, we all knew that they were vaping vitamin E acetate, and that was what caused the problem. Because
in THC vapes,
right?
In THC vapes.
Yeah. Black market THC vapes.
Right. So they overreacted and reacted wrongly by having this temporary ban in the first place. And now they're just saying, well, we already did it, so why not go with it? You know, if you make a good mistake, just go with it.
This attack on legal nicotine vaping products, I'm going to give you an example of how much sense it makes. Lots of people have died from illegal THC vapes, and these, they were using vitamin E acetate as a cutting, and it's really bad. It causes chemical burns. Therefore, I, your president of the United States, am going to ban cantaloupes. Cantaloupes must be banned.
Why? Because it could fall on you?
Because people are dying of THC vapes, black market THC vapes. Therefore, I'm going to ban cantaloupes. It makes as much sense.
Well, I did have a black market THC vape one time called Cantaloupe Kush.
Oh, wow.
Well, I wasn't talking about banning that one. No, I mean cantaloupes, just the fruits, because that makes as much sense as these states coming up with bans on something that has not demonstrated any harm. What it has demonstrated is about a 95% reduction in harm over smoking cigarettes. And I am so happy that I was able to quit smoking cigarettes. I mean, I didn't think it would ever happen. 35 years, you do anything for 35 years, that's pretty much I'm taking it to the grave.
Your girlfriend also has been cutting back dramatically.
She is down to 3 cigarettes a day.
Down from what, like 2 packs?
A pack a day?
A pack a day.
And doing some vape, but now she's vaping more, and once she starts, you'll feel differently. You'll, and once that starts kicking in, that'll be all it takes for her. So I'm confident she'll do it.
I did pull up a CNBC story here because the AP story didn't have the vote. CNBC does. 32-6, so another overwhelming support for the ban on vaping products. And again, this is a ban on all flavor products in the state of Massachusetts. It will result in confiscation of vehicles and other devices that might hold the vaping products. They're only going to be able to offer vapes and vape solution or e-juice, whatever you want to call it, that is tobacco flavored, and that will be it. Also, they're going to ban flavored cigarettes as well, so no more menthol cigarettes.
Right. Is that true in the Massachusetts ban?
That is the Massachusetts
as well, because
ban. Yeah.
I think I first heard that mentioned on the federal level.
Yeah,
they have.
And Trump, you know, to a tiny bit of his credit, seems to be backing off his threats against vape users. Is that?
Yes. I have a story about that. Yeah, we haven't covered that one yet.
Okay, we'll come back to that when the time is right.
But the idea that, you know, in my hands I'm holding a bottle of sweet tobaccochino vaping juice. I use it. And this is what I vape. If I happen to cross the border into Massachusetts, which is, what, 25 miles away, ballpark, I would be in violation of state law because I don't have a receipt for this. That's
insanity. Buy car.
Right,
yep.
And they could seize my car. That's insane.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
When I was first in New Hampshire, a friend and I went out to Portsmouth, and we were just driving around, and he had like 3 guns in his car, just in his trunk or whatever, and we're each carrying a sidearm, and he gets on 95 and accidentally drives us into Massachusetts.
Felony.
And scary. And so we saw the state line sign, and he was like, I don't know what to do, and I was like, U-turn, cross the median right now, and he did.
Did he really?
We took a beeline across that median and back into New Hampshire.
Crossing Checkpoint Charlie. This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.